In Sri Lanka some years ago when the tsunami took place, an alim from there came and gave us a karguzari, Ma'ruf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Something for us to take a lesson, that how much I can change my life for the betterment of the woman. He says when the tsunami hit Sri Lanka at that time, there were thousands of bodies that were strewn all over the ocean bed and the shore, and that part of Sri Lanka. He says that when we went, we were not allowed to pick up those bodies for days. We had to leave them. The rot set in, the stench started emanating. He said, we asked government as a jamiyat to please allow us to go and remove those bodies, because as Muslims, if we read janazah for these bodies, at least read the janazah salah. Put the kafan for them nicely, bury them nicely, put them in a qabr, and send them up nicely to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He said, our hearts were torn apart. These are Muslim brothers, we know so many of them over there. They passed away in the tsunami. He said, when we asked government on behalf of jamiyat, he said, the reply that they gave us tore our hearts apart. They said that if you will go to pick up the Muslim bodies, how will you recognize them? How will you recognize them? They don't look like your prophets. Many of them don't look out to be like your Nabi, like a Muslim. How are you going to recognize them? He says, we don't know what to say. He says, we were dumbfounded. Only those that had beards, they had sunnat libas, they looked like Muslims, we could take them, give them the final ghusl, kafan, and read salatul janazah for them, and make dua fatiha for them. The rest of them who we couldn't recognize as Muslim also, he says, the truck came, the big bulldozer, picked up the bodies, Muslim, Hindu, Tamil, Buddhist, all together. They had big trenches that were dug up, covered, and just threw them inside. No fatiha, no salatul janazah. See, the woman also that were dressed like how the Sri Lankan women were dressed in sari, etc., different types of garb, we couldn't pick them up because there was no sign of Islam. We can understand that even my janazah depends on whether I look like a Muslim also.